This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sports Ethos Bulls. I am your host, Keith Quark, and I am sad to be here and joining you today to share with you the news that Derek Jones Jr. has now entered the league's health and safety protocols, which is super depressing. It wouldn't normally be an issue if this guy were to, you know, be the sole guy to enter the health and safety protocols for the league. But unfortunately, this is our fifth player in the health and safety protocols now, and so it is a big deal. This is actually is a guy that is very important. It was very important to what we were doing because he's a guy that, again, was filling this role that the Bulls desperately need with their defensive schemes, which is a Patrick Williams role, a guy that can switch, you know, 1 through 5 and get out there and basically do that and then dunk and hit an open three here and there. So this was really the guy to do that. And now that he's gone, the Bulls are just going to be exceedingly thin on the wing here and at the four position specifically. But yeah, he's the fifth guy. DeMar DeRozan obviously out in health and safety protocols. Kobe White out. Matt Thomas out. Javonte Green and now Derek Jones Jr. all in the health and safety protocols. So welcome, guys, to running a contact sport in the middle of a pandemic. It's just, something you have to deal with. And I know, before we go on, I want to go ahead and address something. I have seen some fans and some people on Twitter saying, oh my gosh, are they going to pause the season? You know, what's going to happen here? But guys, I'll point to the Philadelphia 76ers as an example here. They had 4 or 5 people out in the health and safety protocols at one time earlier in the season. They had, I believe it's Danny Green was out, Matisse Thybulle, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid. So, and of course, Ben Simmons isn't playing for them. So guys, it's not something where this is a unique situation for the Bulls. It's really not. I hate to say that. It's terrible whenever it happens to any team. I don't want it to happen to my team, obviously, but that's what we're looking at here. This is just something we're going to have to get through and get to the other side. The Bulls have about 3 more games here before I would expect DeMar DeRozan and possibly Alex Caruso to come back. Caruso could come back at any point. He's not in the health and safety protocols. He is dealing with a hamstring injury and I believe an ankle injury or something like that. It's basically the hamstrings, the worst thing, the one thing I'm more worried about. So he might be back any day now, but I would assume that he's going to be out for the Heat game, which is on Saturday. And then we've got a game on Tuesday against the Pistons, which he might return for. We desperately need him. I hope he does. So the biggest question is, obviously, with Derek Jones Jr. out, who is going to play for this team? just basically that's it. Who's going to play? Because there's nobody here. We've got, I believe, 10 healthy players, maybe 11 healthy players. I'd have to look at the roster. But we will qualify here as long as he does enter those protocols, which he should. We will qualify for another hardship exception, which means we could add another body. I'm not sure who that would be. I haven't seen anything yet. This just happened. So might be somebody. I would assume it's somebody that's been with the team before, probably a big body. There's some guys I can think of. I can't really remember their names, though. Nothing, no one I'm too excited about, to be honest with you. So, but the Bulls did sign Stanley Johnson with their first hardship exception, and I do expect him to honestly step in and play a big role for the Bulls now off the bat. It wasn't going to be, I think, in the last episode, which I gave you guys just yesterday,
or maybe it was 2 days ago, I didn't, you know, think that it was going to be something where they were going to, you know, play him more than 20 minutes in a game. I thought I was going to get like 10 or 15 minutes, but now that all these people are missing, he might very well get 20 to 25 minutes in the Heat game coming up here. Obviously, Ayo Dosunmu is going to have to play a big role for us. He's really the last man standing as far as wing players go on this team, where he can just step in, he can guard, you know, one through four basically, and knock down an open three. And, you know, obviously he had a big game that first game, so hopefully he can build on that. He didn't have a great game in the last one. The whole team played pretty terribly though, so it's you kind of get a pass for that one, but you know, hopefully he can kind of turn this around. Troy Brown Jr. is another guy I'd be looking at to kind of fill this role here. He may very well start when Alex Caruso comes back. I believe Alex Caruso will jump into that starting lineup. So here's what I'm thinking as far as the starting lineup goes. It's going to be Lonzo Ball. It's going to be Zach LaVine. It's probably going to be Ayo Dosunmu at the three. At the four, it could be Stanley Johnson in this next game against the Heat. It could be Troy Brown Jr. Basically, I mean, Ayo and Troy, 3-4, whatever you want to call each of them. It could be one of them. It could be Elise Johnson. He could step in also. One thing about the Heat is, you know, they really do their scoring from the perimeter, so it's not something where I think you need to go big. So I wouldn't think Elise steps into a big role in this next game, at least. I would think they go more so the Troy Brown Jr. and Ayo route. That's probably my guess for who's going to start in this next game. And then I think Stanley Johnson comes in again and plays, you know, 20, 25 minutes off the bench and backs at both of those guys. Elise probably gets a few minutes, maybe a few extra minutes. Tony Bradley maybe sees a few extra minutes, but that's somebody I'm even less high on. Maybe Marko Simanović gets into the game. I was actually there in person in the only game he appeared in this season. Didn't look great. Doesn't look necessarily NBA ready, so really not banking on him stepping in and doing anything, but he is with the team now, I believe. So and let me just count the healthy bodies we have here. We've got one with Lonzo Ball, we've got two Zach LaVine, three Ayo, four Troy Brown Jr., five Stanley Johnson, six Elise Johnson, seven Marko Simanović, eight Nikola Vucevic, and nine Tony Bradley. So that's nine healthy bodies. I'm sure they're going to be adding somebody here and not just try to play with nine guys. But it's a real bummer, obviously. You know, obviously, Trey and I were saying that we thought the Bulls could go 3-1 in the four games without DeMar DeRozan. Now, I don't know if that's the case. I think they can still beat the Pistons. I think they can still beat the Heat, so they could still end up going 2-2. That Raptors game, I still think, is going to be a little rough. But I still think they can go 2-2 here. Not necessarily don't think they're going to sweep these next three games with so many bodies down. And we saw, you know, what happened when basically G Leaguers are playing, you know, in Devin Dotson and stuff like that. For 15, 16 minutes in a game. It's just not ideal, unfortunately. Here's the other thought I have about this, guys, and I was just thinking about this right before I hopped on. I think this is a real test here, and I did actually, before the season started, I put a bet down on Billy Donovan to win Coach of the Year. So, you know, long odds for that one, obviously. But I think Billy Donovan here, this is where he really earns his flowers, right? This is where he kind of has to put up, show up or shut up. I don't know what the saying is. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but he basically has to do a outstanding job here. And I think he has to really adjust his defensive schemes and adjust his offensive schemes to fit his personnel now. I mean, you know, we still had that ability to switch so much on defense, have a really switchable defense, which is something a lot of NBA teams like. But maybe now you play a traditional power forward. Maybe you play Elise Johnson, you know, next to Nico, and you just try to play it that way. You know, maybe you slide four guards in there. I don't know. But Donovan, this is where he's going to earn, you know, those Coach of the Year votes, I think, in this stretch of games where he is down to basically eight players, actually, because I wouldn't even really count Stanley Johnson as an actual player on the team. He just got signed. So it's going to be difficult. So, but yeah, guys, actually, quick announcement here, because we are talking about fantasy implications. If there are fantasy implications here, I would go ahead and snag Ayo Dosunmu for sure. I'd snag him. I'd snag Stanley Johnson as a speculative ad also. I would snag Troy Brown Jr. I would probably snag Ayo, Troy Brown Jr., and then Stanley Johnson in that order. Stanley Johnson, Troy Brown Jr., I think you could probably flip-flop those. I don't know. Stanley Johnson did have some pretty nice games against Chicago in the last few years. So he's capable of putting up numbers. I just don't see him as jumping into just a giant role right off the bat. I think Troy Brown Jr. has earned probably a 30-minute role here in this next game at least. So those would be my answer fantasy. And just a quick announcement, we have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS, that's ETHOS, when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. And yeah, Sports Ethos, I'm so glad. You know, we used to be HoopBall, now we're Sports Ethos. And listeners, just take a moment to follow Ethos at Ethos Fantasy BK. That's at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Follow now, guys. Go over there to Twitter and do that. So, but yeah, I think, you know, again, Io, Troy Brown Jr., and Stanley Johnson are really the ads here. I think in deeper leagues, you can probably look at Elise a little bit, but I just am not confident that he can have a big role and hold it and not be more of a just situational role player, which is what he's really been for the Chicago Bulls. But yeah, I think, you know, Billy Diamond against is something that, you know, if he wants to win that Coach of the Year, he's got to really try to, I think, adjust on the fly here and win, pull out some wins here. If they go 3-0 in those next three, I mean, I think that's huge. If they go 2-1 in the next three, I think that's huge too. But then I think we're looking at DeMar DeRozan and potentially Caruso coming back within the next three games. And when that happens, Caruso will slide in the starting lineup and probably play the four, or DeRozan will slide in the lineup and play the four. It depends on who comes back first. Obviously, if they both come back, I think they both start. So, you know, there's not a huge leeway, not a huge number of games you're going to get out of those guys I mentioned for fantasy. But there are these next 1 to 2 games, they're probably going to go and get 30 plus minutes. So worth a shot, worth a speculative ad. But yeah, that's it, guys. That's really all I had for you. You know, I don't think they're going to pause the season. I don't think it's something where, you know, oh my gosh, the Bulls are suffering from 5 people being out with health and safety protocols. And so now we have to pause. No, it's just not going to happen. I mean, it happened to the Sixers earlier. It's going to happen to several teams this season. It's just unfortunate. I felt like the Bulls actually got kind of lucky last season with the protocols, and they didn't really have a period of time where they were missing too many bodies until the end when Zach LaVine went into the health and safety protocols, and that kind of hurt our chances, obviously, of making the play-in game. But up until that point, we were pretty lucky. So, you know, honestly, this is just hitting us now. It was bound to happen. It's unfortunate, but that's just the reality we live in right now, unfortunately. Hopefully, you know, it changes, but for the time being, that's how it's going to go. But yeah, guys, follow me on Twitter. You can find me at BSBPKeith on Twitter. And you can find my co-host at Final Finally. That's Trey Hill at Final Finally on Twitter. And quickly, guys, before we sign off, we want to go ahead and also remind you all to use the coupon code HoopBall20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HoopBall on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit matches bonuses there. Deposit match bonuses there as well. So mybookie, Manscaped, get on that, guys. Follow the Twitter show at Ethos Bulls also. But yeah, I will chat to you guys soon, and hopefully we have some better news next time around. So long for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.